Hey everyone, it is Loving Oral. It is like 9 a.m. on Wednesday, so I'm getting ready for work. Ignore the sniffing because I'm getting over a cold and damn winter. Winter's my least favorite season. It makes me brood. Just stare off into the distance and think dark thoughts. Anyway, so I thought I'd answer my AMA today, and get this silliness down because I'm, like, in a weird silly mood. So, yeah, expect lots of rambling answers. So, I have the comments sorted by new. I'm just going through. I'm just going to answer every question to the best of my abilities. Yeah, so here we go. Henul Sky Girl. I apologize right now if I'm butchering any, usernames. Yeah. I asked, like, seven, so let's just get started. What is one thing in your bucket list you have done? Probably, go travel to another country. I know that's, like, a tame thing to do for a bucket list, but, let me rephrase that. Travel to another country without my parents, because, when I was 14, because... Yeah. Okay, so when I was 14, my dad took my brother and I as kind of like a last vacation, like family vacation, because my brother graduated college or high school, and I was starting high school. So he was like, let's do something big. So we went to Europe for 3 weeks, because this is back when we were still upper middle class, and, the bubble had burst and the middle class wasn't vanishing. But, we were able to go to Europe for 3 weeks. And back then, I thought it was awesome. But I'm like, I want to, like, go do weird stuff that my family doesn't want to do. So, I always vowed that I would go to another country. Either by myself or, like, with friends. So we can go do the cool, weird shit. And I've done that a bunch. I went on a couple of cruises with friends. I went to the Cook Islands at the beginning of 2018 with friends. And in July, I'm going to Australia. So, that's awesome. Number two. As a six-year-old, what did you want to be when you grew up? As a six-year-old, you're asking me to remember things from 1992. That's... Oh, God. I just depressed myself. I think that was around the time I wanted to be Michael Jackson. I remember I had, like, this toy microphone stand where you can hit buttons and lights would play and stuff. And I loved singing with that. Obviously, this is before I knew... you know, any of the horrible, horrible shit that he did. Allegedly, wink, wink. But, yeah. Or a chef. I did want to be a chef growing up, but that wasn't until later. Probably like 10 or 11. You're stranded on a desert island and can only have one food for the rest of your life. What is it? Ooh, good question. Probably. Okay, so there's a restaurant where I live that makes amazing papas bravas. Probably that, because I feel like it has, like, you know, carbs, potatoes, and protein, because it has, like, a little bit of meat in it. So, yeah, papas bravas from the one restaurant in town whose name I'm not going to mention. Number four. What was your favorite vacation ever? Either activity or place or whatever you want to share about it. Favorite vacation ever, definitely the Cook Islands last year. Because it was just so... It was a place I didn't even know existed until my friend was like, hey, I found a great deal. Do you want to go here? And we can kind of combine birthday trips and stuff. And so I looked it up. I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. Because it's literally a group of like 10 islands in the middle of the South Pacific. It's like still like a 3-hour flight from New Zealand. So it's near there. They accept like New Zealand currency. But yeah. And we did like a cultural village tour. We did a whole bunch of cool stuff. Like one of my favorite things was because we saved so much money on the airfare, we ended up booking a charter flight on their like local island hopping airline to go up to another island for 3 days in the middle of my vacation. So it was a vacation within my vacation. So that was pretty cool. Number five, what is my favorite movie ever? Oh God. It's hard to pick like a favorite movie ever because A, I see a lot of movies and I'm always influenced by like the things I've seen. So like if someone asks me what my favorite favorite kids movie, I would say like, oh, Lego 2, because I just saw that. Actually, no, seriously, that is really good. Go see it. I don't think it's good as the first Lego movie, but it's definitely good. But favorite movie ever? I can't pick just one. I could give you like a top five. I know it's a cop-out, so you can make fun of me in the comments for it. But top five. Clue. History of the World Part 1. Finding Nemo. Into the Woods, the PBS Playhouse version of it with Bernadette Peters, Chip Zine, and Jermaine Gleeson. So the original cast. I'm not sure if that counts as a movie, but I'm counting it. And I'm trying to think of something that like was special between me and my mom, but I really can't think of any movies. Clue, Into the Woods, Finding Nemo, Star Wars. Because that just blew my mind when I first saw A New Hope. And I saw the good version where Han shot, because saying Han shot first implies that Greedo had time to get a shot off, because fuck that guy and fuck George Lucas. Han shot. Number six, I have to pick one. Which will it be, chocolate or chips? Chips. I enjoy chocolate, but I like chips a whole lot more. One of my go-to snacks is just taking some like Lay's potato chips, putting shredded cheese over it and melting it in the microwave for like 30 seconds. It's like a cheap, quick kind of nacho. Yeah. What is one thing you wish people knew about you? I'm not just a sexy voice. No, I don't know. I feel like I'm pretty open, so people know a lot about me. But like, the one thing I wish I knew, or people knew about me, that they probably don't, is that I'm, despite like all the audios I put out, I'm really just like a chill, simple guy when it comes to sex and intimacy. Literally, like, my favorite thing to do with someone I'm dating is, sorry, taking my
ADHD medication, so this thing will not be a rambling mess. Favorite thing to do with someone I'm dating is literally just, like, lay around, be close. They can be reading, and I can be watching TV. That's pretty much it. I'm really just a giant cuddle slut, and will cuddle anyone anytime. So, that's all for Hino Sky Girl. Thank you for all your questions. Now, Miss Donovan. Love Miss Donovan. Fantastic. Number one. You can only create one type of audio from here on out. What is it? Probably, like, a boyfriend experience type thing. Like, gentle, loving sex. There can be, like, a little, like, kink involved in that. But just, like, something where you, the listener, feels cared for, and I feel cared for, in a weird way. I don't know. Number two, Kobe has learned English. What's the first thing he would tell us about you? Probably he would yell at me for, he would tell you guys that, I'm an asshole because I don't let him destroy stuff. And I make him wear a diaper. But it's because he spite pees. And by what I mean by that is, like, if I'm not paying enough attention to him, he'll just go and, like, lift his leg up and pee. So I've started putting, like, a belly band on him. So if and when he does do that, it doesn't make a mess. Because I just replaced the carpets when I moved in. And I don't want to pay to replace them again. If you could hear any one person record an erotic audio, parentheses, literally anyone, in parentheses, who would it be? Ooh, good question. I don't know. I think, like, because there's a lot of ways I can go with this, you know. Some unrequited love, some famous person. Honestly, now, because I feel like I was gonna say Morgan Freeman, but then I'm like, I feel like I could just look at a picture of Morgan Freeman and know what he would sound like, reading anything, because his voice is just, I swear to God, when you're born, literally, like, the three things that are printed on you are your mother, your father, and the voice of Morgan Freeman. But probably, just because I think it would be hysterical. Actually, no, I don't think it would be hysterical. I think she would actually do a really good job. But Meryl Streep is an odd choice. I think she's beautiful. I think she's an amazing actress. I don't find her sexy. But I think it would just be interesting to see what she would do with it. Yeah, also, you're going to hear typing. I'm a loud typer. I apologize. Number four, pineapple on pizza and go. It's good. I think people love some pizza. Y'all can hate me. I don't care. There's a franchise around here. I think it's in other states too. But it is basically like Chipotle for pizza. It's called, I don't want to name it, I don't want to tarnish your brand or whatever, but it's basically, you go in, you can order, like, a build your own or one of their regular pizzas, but I always get the build your own, and I get cheese, I get onion, bacon, pineapple, and goat cheese. Now, you're thinking, goat cheese, pineapple, what? But it works because the savory, you got the savory, you got the sweet, and you got the salty. The extra salty from the bacon and goat cheese really makes it. Also, I randomly put Brussels sprouts on it one time because it was like a seasonal ingredient. And that was surprisingly good. I wouldn't do it every time because they were like sauteed and had like a little bit of garlic, which is good. I love garlic. But I don't think it was an interesting flavor profile, and I would do it again. But yeah, pineapple on pizza, it definitely goes there. I think we all need to quit hating on whatever people put on their pizza and just let people be. You know, body and autonomy doesn't just start and end with sex. It also, if you're healthy and you like pineapple, if you're healthy and you're not hurting yourself or anyone, you know, do whatever the fuck you want. Just, whether it's, you know, sex, consenting adults always, or pizza, pineapple, Brussels sprouts, whatever you want, you know, life's too short to, you know, fight other people about what they want to do. As long as they're doing it, you know, ethically and morally. This got on a weird tangent. I'm sorry. Pineapple on pizza. Yes. Next question. You can only listen to one type of audio from here on out. What is it? Probably girlfriend experience. Just like, hey babe, how was your day? Oh, that's really cute. Hey, let's watch Netflix and make out thing. I don't know. I'm just in a real cuddly mood this morning, and I want some cuddles and chips and cheese and Netflix. You can read minds, but can't hear anything anyone thinks about you, or you have the ability to fly, but cannot carry anyone with you. Which do you choose? Ooh. Probably the ability to fly, because I feel... Actually, no. Read minds, because that way I can, like... No. I can use it for nefarious purposes and blackmail people. But I wouldn't. But also, I feel like I could do more good that way. I feel like if I was just able to fly, but I couldn't carry him with you, it would just be like me getting places faster and then having to wait for my friends. Okay, little fuck buddy asks, 1, what is your blood type? I think O positive. I'm the universal donor, so the blood bank always calls me. Did you have an invisible friend growing up? I didn't. For as imaginative kid as I was, I didn't really have any imaginary invisible friends. I did play a lot and did use my imagination a lot, but I never really had an imaginary friend. And my phone went blank. 3, do you speak any other languages other than English/American? I don't. I know a little bit of Spanish. Donde es la biblioteca? Me llamo Tibo, la araña discoteca. Discoteca Moneca, la biblioteca. That's all I know of that song. But I do know a little bit of Spanish. I know, like, a modicum of Polish. Mostly just exasperated things that my grandmother told me. Oh, great. I'm having a meeting today at work. That could probably just be an email. Yay. Okay. Anyway, so yeah, no other emails. No other emails. No other languages. Okay. No other languages fluently, but I do know, Spanish, and I know a modicum of Polish. For example, Oj boj na slava TV, which my grandma told me, I believe, was, oh God, please help me. Or, and then, Chispa kunyacha ho bunch, which again, my grandmother told me was, oh God, or sit down and shut up, but those are probably wrong. What size feet do you have? 13. I have size 13 feet. It's a pain in the ass to buy shoes for me, because my one foot is a little bit wider, so yeah. Pain in the ass to buy me shoes. Weirdest dreams. I don't remember my dreams. Or if I do, I'll write them down and then forget about them. Like, I'll post them on Facebook and then forget about them until, like, The one I do remember is I'll have weird deja vu dreams, but they're really, really mediocre. Like, nothing big happens. Like, I never dream, like, I can stop a terrorist attack or something. It's like, I'll dream that I'm having a conversation with a friend, and then I'll drop my cup on I'll drop something on a certain word, and then I'll forget it. And then 6 months later, it will happen. And I think that's just because, like, you know, to quote Angels in America, our brains really can't invent anything new, can they? I forget what act and scene that is, but I know it's Harper. It's between Harper and Pryor in their hallucination / dream. So, yeah, I feel like those dreams are just, like, my brain rehashing things that are likely to happen. But, like, the weirdest dream I've ever had probably has to do with my friends from a local theater troupe and I doing a production of Venus and Fur, because it was just really weird and pudding was involved. Which book could you reread a million times? Ready Player One, I think, is really good. But I think the book I can reread, Ready Player One or The Martian, definitely are like in my top two. But I think, like, the book I can reread a million times. Probably one of my scripts, I'm not sure. Probably just Finishing the Hat and Look, I Made a Hat from Sondheim. Because I feel like his notes are just fascinating. And Disney, love it or hate it, discuss. I love it. I hate some of the tropes they put in, like the mom always dying. And their treatment of women in the past and currently still has been wanting. But I feel like they have a lot of new blood, and, you know, Pixar is amazing. Although Pixar just released a short online, which is ballsy as hell, because it kind of tackles workplace harassment in a weird roundabout way. Because Lasseter had those, like, allegations against him that, like, he was going in for unwanted hugs. But I could just be reading too much into it. What is my most prized possession? I have two. One is, I have somewhere in storage. I'll try to find it, but it may just be in storage somewhere. An autographed picture and letter from Michael Crichton. After I was a precocious kid and wrote treatment, and by treatment I mean like four chapters of Jurassic Park 3, and mailed it to Michael Crichton, and then he was kind enough, or his secretary most likely, was kind enough to send back an autographed picture and a letter saying, well, he appreciates the work, he can't take on any more projects, which I thought was really sweet. Actually, there's a couple letters like that. I have one from Michael Crichton about that, and I wrote to President Clinton about the treatment of whales, because I did a report on whales in, like, third grade, and he wrote back a nice letter on, like, White House stationery and, like, stuff. So that was pretty cool. And then my other prized possession is also a letter, but it's a letter from my mom that she wrote, like, when she kind of realized she was passing away. Yeah. And that just... yeah. Anyway, charades or Pictionary, which one do you pick? Charades, because I'm an actor. And my friend group actually weirdly has like a charades thing, because we usually end up getting drunk and play charades.
Does Kobe have a girlfriend? No, because Kobe hates everything. He's a horrible person. He's a horrible dog. No, Kobe doesn't have a girlfriend just because he's really rough with other dogs. I should socialize him more, but I don't. Just because I never have the time. Number three. And that's it from Little Fuck Bunny. Thank you for all your questions. Mary Bellows, 1959. Your top three Broadway stars show up on your doorstep. Who are they and what do you make them sing? Wow. That... Okay, well, one's definitely Bernadette Peters, and she's going to be singing Children Will Listen, because, come on. One is Lin-Manuel Miranda, and he's going to be singing, you think I'm going to say something from Hamilton, but I'm not. He's going to be singing Gethsemane, I only want to say, from Jesus Christ Superstar, because there's a video of him online that he uploaded of him, like, when he was 7, singing that, and I really think that I would just want to hear him see if he can hit that high note and belt it like Ted Neely. And the third one, he's not a well-known star, or he's not like outside of Broadway fans aren't gonna know him, but Christian Borle can do whatever the fuck he wants to me. I find him so sexy. I don't know why. But it would be him. And he would sing... I can't remember the name of the song. I'm going to look it up. But I want him to sing it to me. Like he sang it to Andrew Rannells in falsetto. Not now. Apple Music. What Would I Do? I want him to sing What Would I Do to Me. And I would fall in love with him. And he would fall in love with me. Okay, now we get to the fun part, because Captain Jericho just asked me a bunch of weird stuff, which I love. So, let's get this. Number one, in your GWA verification audio, you insisted that you own the patent rights to several types of squirrel parachutes. Why did you feel that was pertinent? I'll tell you why that was pertinent, because I'm a big deal, and people need to know about the squirrel chute and the squirrel chute pro for all their squirrel parachute needs, because parachuting squirrels will be the wave of the future. I'm telling you this. You're going to laugh and think I'm crazy, but in 10 years when all our wars are fought with parachuting squirrels, you'll be thanking me, and I'll be rich on my island with Christian Borle. Even though he's straight. So, yeah. Number two. How did your apiarist, I can't pronounce that word, how did your beekeeper react when you told him / her about your specific kinks? They were okay with it. I mean, I was pretty honest in the want ad I posted about I really just want, I wanted someone to live with me and take care of my bees. They would get free room and board, but I would have to, they would have to listen to me, tell them stories of, the history of Broadway, while I stroked their hair and called them, my little star. So they were fine with it. They're getting free room and board. I don't gotta think, I don't have to see why you have to like bring them into that. I mean, you know, yeah. Number three, are you threatening me? I'm not threatening you, and I wish you would tell your lawyer that so you could stop calling me. Number four, question four is inside you. You just have to find it. Okay, let's think. Question four. What is your favorite instance of someone looking at objects in a room to come up with a fake name? Probably the recurring gag they have on Kimmy Schmidt in the last episodes they just released. And starts with Ronan Farrow calling Titus to get a expose going. And Titus is like, oh, no, you can't talk. You need to talk to Ronan Farrow. That's who you need to talk to. So, yeah, it's that.
Number five, if you were a librarian, but your employer put you in charge of inventing party cocktails involving toast instead of librarianing, would you quit or just start a blog about it? I would start a blog about it because cocktails about toast would make a really good blog. I mean, Julie and Julia was a blog, so toasting toast would be an amazing blog, and I'd probably get a book deal out of it, which is all any librarian really wants, right? So thank you, Captain Jericho, for those. Audibly Aroused asks, number one, favorite Hamilton song? It changes weekly whenever I listen to a cast recording. My favorite ones to, like, perform when I go do karaoke are, Guns and Chips, which I actually use as my warm-up when I'm, like, getting ready to act. I'll do Lafayette's verses of that. I'm taking this horse by the reins, big red coat, sword, blood, zanes. Lafayette, are never gonna stop until I make a drop and better up and scatter the remains. I'm Lafayette. Watch me engage in them, escape in them, enrage in them. I'm Lafayette. I go to France with more funds. Lafayette. I come back and more guns and chips and sold that band and shifts. Yeah. But probably, and then Mulligan's verses in Yorktown I do, which I've done on a previous audio, so I'm not gonna do it now. And then also Jefferson's verses in Washington on Your Side. So he's double the size of the government. Wasn't the trouble with months of our previous government size? Look in his eyes, see how he lies. So all the sense of his enterprise, centralizing national credit and making American credit competitive. If we would have stopped, we ate and abetted. I have to resign. Yeah. Actually, that's like the whole damn song. Actually, you know what? It's Washington on Your Side. Washington on Your Side. Number two, Team Dean, Team Jess, or Team Rory? I want to say Team Rory, but I'm actually Team Logan, even though he's a horrible person and just an entitled rich bastard. But yeah, Team Logan. So essentially Team Rory. But I was Team Naked Drunk Dude in the hallway, whose name I can't remember right now, but then he turned out to be Dick in the later episodes. So yeah, Team Rory. What was your major in college? Accounting. Actually, but after like two years, I kind of realized college wasn't for me and I dropped out, so I actually don't have a degree. But it was accounting. But the real answer is I wandered into my theater department and never left. What are your favorite type of dumplings from any country? Probably pot stickers. A real, really good pot sticker. That's been like perfectly crisp on the bottom. Mwah. Or soup dumplings, because those are just amazing, especially if you put the soup dumpling on your like wonton spoon that they give you, you poke a hole in it and you just add a little bit of soy sauce, so it kind of mixes with the broth and just gives you this wonderful umami flavor. Oh god, I may order soup dumplings for lunch. Last Netflix show you binged? Russian Doll. It stars Natasha Lyonne. Don't look up anything about it. Just go watch it. It's fucking amazing. It's a perfect vehicle for her. And I think she, yeah. Also, Amy producer, executive produces it along with her. It's fantastic. Just go watch it. Number six, goofiest thing you've ever considered recording for GWA. There was a time in January where I briefly thought of doing like a hysterical reading of works that just went into the public domain. But I don't know. I actually still might do that. I still think it's a good idea. But I'm still toying with some stuff. But that's probably the goofiest. But yeah. Actually, no. I was working on an idea. Someone posted a request for like a Wreck-It Ralph themed audio, and I was working on an idea for that, and I actually think we're just screwed for it, but it just kind of fell through the cracks and I kind of lost interest in it. But I might dig that up and just do it. But yeah, so that's my AMA.
Thank you for listening to my insane, insane ramblings. I hope you had a good time learning more about me. And yeah, thanks for listening. Be kind to one another. Remember, it's chaos. Be kind.